Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke told the House Budget Committee he is increasingly confident about the economic recovery. Looking ahead, though, he says federal spending will eventually have to be reined in.
Even after economic and financial conditions return to normal, the federal budget will remain on an unsustainable path, with the budget gap becoming increasingly large over time.
Bernanke didn't endorse any specific plan to cut the debt. He did suggest Congress wait until the economy is stronger before pulling out their budget axes. The national economy may be improving, but many states' finances are in shambles. According to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, 44 states face deficits totaling $125 billion. The new Republican-led House is showing little appetite for federal bailouts. At a hearing today, Republicans touted a proposal to let states declare bankruptcy in order to reorganize their debts. Opponents say that would raise the cost of borrowing for municipalities. One state that could soon see increased lending costs because of its debt is New Jersey. The credit rating agency Standards & Poor's downgraded the state's bond rating today. It cited New Jersey's debt as well as its underfunded pension and health care obligations for public workers. In trading today, shares of the New York Stock Exchange rose 14%. The Dow gained 7 points to close at 12,240. The S&P 500 lost 4 points, ending the day at 1,321. The NASDAQ fell 8 points, ending at 2,789. What to do with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the two mortgage financing companies seized by the government during the height of the financial crisis? As a House committee held a hearing today on this question, the White House is expected to release its proposals for changes on Friday. Various news organizations report the administration's offering three options and recommends winding down Fannie and Freddie, and with them, government involvement in the mortgage market. At stake is the future of the $10 trillion mortgage market. Joining us, as he has before, to discuss the issue is Guy Sekela, CEO and publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance. Welcome back to the 411, Guy.
Hello, Amy.
You've told us one of the biggest questions is, should the government retain a role in financing mortgages? How seriously should we take this idea that the government should not be involved?
Well, we're certainly at a difficult situation now where the government accounts for about 90% or 9 in 10 of all new mortgages made and about half of the mortgages outstanding. So whatever we talk about doing is somewhat theoretical and something that's fairly long-term down the road. We can't pull a plug or change anything instantly, particularly while we've got a precarious housing market.
I know Republicans campaigned on the idea of getting the government out of the mortgage business, but that has changed since they took control of the House, right?
Yes. Once you get to make the decisions, you have to move a little more slowly in terms of pulling the trigger on that. And it was easier to throw rocks and say, let's close down Fannie and Freddie tomorrow. Let's get the government out of the mortgage market. Let's let the private sector grow and take over and have a healthier market. But the reality is that can't happen overnight, and that I don't think anybody seriously thinks you could curtail Fannie and Freddie's activities dramatically anytime soon.
Right. Is there any way to set up an institution with as many mortgages as Fannie and Freddie own without the implicit understanding that the government will step in during bad times?
No, I don't think you can. You know, what we're kind of locked into is it's kind of the result of the subprime mortgage meltdown. And the result is that investors around the world won't buy a mortgage security unless it carries a government guarantee. So hence Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and a government agency, Ginnie Mae, is accounting for most of the activity going on. That's not likely to change anytime soon, so some of the suggestions are, okay, if we're locked into a government guarantee, maybe we should give it to somebody else. I'm not sure that gets us any further down the road towards less government involvement. There are, I think we're expecting the administration to, and a lot of other people have suggested it, is start rolling back the government loan limits. They've been hiked fairly dramatically over the last 2 or 3 years to deal with the housing crisis and the mortgage credit crisis. It started out at $417,000 in 2008, and now we're up to $729,750 in high-cost area like the New York metropolitan area, parts of California, and the Washington, D.C. area. Clearly, that's very high given the fact that the average mortgage in the United States is probably closer to $200,000 or $225,000. But one way to deal with that is to start letting those loan limits roll back towards that 417 $1,000 level.
And do it nice and slow so Fannie and Freddie can continue to prop up the housing market. Guy Sekela, CEO and publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance, joining us on WNYC's Financial 411. Thanks so much, Guy. Nice talking with you.
Good talking with you, Emmy.
This is WNYC.